All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, how you buddies? How we doing? A little barn burner breaking news update here on this Wednesday evening. We're still, what are we? How many days away from the trade deadline are we? We're going to have...
Well, I think the 8th is the deadline. Tomorrow's the 29th of Feb, so I'd say there's 9 days after today.
That'll be part of the whole story as we get into it, why this deal gets done today. But Chris Tanev on his way to Dallas. Ryan, I'll let you kind of walk through, because this...
Sure.
It's a little convoluted. There's some layers to it for sure.
Yeah, so the Calgary Flames have eaten half the salary of Chris Tanev, and via New Jersey, to eat a little more money along the way, have sent him to Dallas. In exchange, the Flames will get the Stars' second rounder this coming summer, their 2024 second round pick, Artem Grushnikov, who's a 20-year-old left shot defenseman playing with the Texas Stars in the American League, and a conditional third rounder in 2026, which is the next year after this year that the Stars have a third. They don't have one next year. They do have their third in 2026. That condition, we are being told, is that Dallas goes to the Cup final this season, the year that Chris Tanev is under contract with them. Devils eat some money along the way. After the Flames eat half, they eat half of what's left. That turns out to be 25% for their services being a bank. They get a fourth rounder from Dallas. And Dallas, along the way, got the rights to Cole Brady, a guy on the Devils' signing list. So very much a human to move along, less than a prospect of notoriety going that way. So for the Flames, a second and the prospect are guaranteed. The third conditional on deep run for the Stars. For the Stars, they get Chris Tanev at only 25% of his salary. And for the Devils, it's a pick to eat some cash along the way. It's a three-headed monster, but it makes sense for all the parties involved. Dallas to eat money, Flames getting rid of a veteran that's expiring with pick and prospect that clearly they like. And for the Stars, they add a right shot defender that slides into their top four.
And I guess worth mentioning the conditions on that pick. If the Stars don't make it to the Cup final this year, there is no pick. That third will just go away and it'll be a second and the player. So right. Yeah. You start to take a look at it. How does this trade... You know how it makes sense for the Dallas Stars. They've got to be happy. It's 25% of the salary. They give up a fourth, which is manageable, I suppose, to take some of that cap relief. What it does, it allows them a little bit more business potentially to get done in the next week for Jim Neal. And you add a fine, rugged defender in Chris Tanev. So people watching this or listening to this are probably going to be less concerned about what it is for the Stars and what it is for the Flames. So it's a second round pick next year.
This coming summer.
On one hand, you're cheering for them to go to the Cup final so you get a third. But then on the other hand, it's like a first round exit be all right too, because then it's a higher pick. You know what I mean? It's if they get bounced earlier, that's going to be a higher second round pick. But Craig Conroy makes this deal today. This feels to me, at least from the outside, there's something about this that Craig wanted to get done now. Because when you look at Artem Grushnikov, 6'2", 194 pounds, he was a second round pick in the 2021 draft. Stay-at-home rugged defenseman. There's no numbers there. There's no reason to really believe that numbers are going to come either, but he's a rugged stay-at-home defender. We know that the Flames could use some defenders, but I'm curious what it is. It must be the player, because I'm guessing a second round pick is there from a number of different teams. This gets done today with a little bit of, there's some work there to be done with New Jersey as well. There's some elbow grease for Conroy. There must be something with this player that he and the Flames like.
Yes, there has to be. Now there's a number five beside his name here. Is this a prospect ranking of the Stars system that is there?
And it's, I mean, that's arbitrary. It's just one of many different rankings. And that's what I think Flames fans are going to maybe be discouraged when they start looking at Dallas Stars prospect rankings. This guy is either not on it or well down it. So the Stars seemingly gave up a second round pick and one of their depth guys and are having to meet salary. So anyway, the book seems to be on this guy that he's a Russian defender, came over and played very well in junior, was part of an OHL championship team. And we were talking before we got on here. These guys are hard. They're kind of hard to appreciate. It's hard to know what you're watching when you're not looking for numbers. When you're a defensive defenseman, your job is to not be noticed. So you could play 5, 10, 15 games and really not make an impression, but yet be doing extremely well in your own end. And when you think of guys like Jeremy Poirier, and you think about, I mean, a little higher up, certainly Sam Oliver Shillington, right? There's some guys that can freewheel and have that offensive ability.
Hristevich.
This must be kind of the yin to that yang, as Conroy would see it, because he's a rugged guy. And to be playing at 20 years old, you talk about it a lot. Jim Neal, I think the Dallas Stars are pretty sharp. They spent a second rounder on this guy who does not have numbers. They signed him to an entry-level deal and was playing in the American Hockey League at 20. Not a lot of 20-year-old defenders are playing in the A. So I am curious to see what this how this player shakes out, because to me it feels like from a distance the key to the deal.
Yeah, I think the second was going to be there from anyone. That was kind of the sense that we got from our conversation with Frank. It was just a matter of, okay, could you twist someone's arm enough to get a late first? Or it's the caliber of prospect that you're putting with the second rounder. And the Dallas Stars will be happy to attach a conditional third to a Stanley Cup final run, because flags fly forever, and a trip to the final certainly, I would think, is worthy of surrendering a third. It probably means we've got some nice run out of the Chris Tanev department if you're Jim Neal and the Dallas Stars. So clearly this prospect does something for Craig Conroy, and you kind of said it. They have a lot of that offense first, point piling up defenseman Moran in the queue, who they drafted in the second round last year, Jeremy Poirier, who just returned to practice with the Wranglers after a vicious slice that he suffered early in this season. And when you look at the Hristevich player that was added in the Lindholm deal, those are three very, very all gas, no brakes type defensemen where you're like, maybe we can teach them the other side of the puck, but they're offensively gifted. This is a very different looking profile. And if Craig Conroy doesn't like this prospect, there's lots of other prospects that other organizations could tie to their second round picks. It's clear the GM likes this player and something about him. And if he's can skate well and he's physical and he's being effective in the American League at 20 years age at that position, he might be onto something.
Yeah. Curious to see what happens with the player now. Does he join the Wranglers? They're going to have a hole with Tanev gone, obviously, now. But there's some guys with the Wranglers now that could come in. But I thought that maybe this was going to go a little longer. We were always sitting and waiting, apprehensive. When are you trading this guy? It could be the next shift that Chris Tanev gets injured. Well, he traded Chris Tanev before he got injured.
Kudos.
And I guess it's going to take some time to see whether or not maybe you hold out for something else. We'll never know what the other packages were that were available to Craig Conroy here. Sorry, guys, my lights. I'm sitting outside the rink, and my truck doesn't want to let my interior lights stay on. But time will tell. But to this point, Conroy's instincts have been pretty good. He felt like there was something in Sharangovich, and I think more people are appreciative of that now than they were at the time of the deal. And I think this is maybe one of those deals they're going to have to just accept and have faith in Conroy that what he sees is reality, and that this guy can come in and play some valuable minutes for them down the road.
And you make a good point about Artem Grushnikov. I mean, he's an AHL player, and the Wranglers are right here. You might not have to wait long if you want to watch him play. This guy can be suited up, in theory, by, say, the weekend or next week with the Wranglers in the American League. And they'll have a chance to get him in with their player development team and get him under the tutelage of their coaching staff. He'll get some FaceTime with the NHL big club organizational people. I'm sure there'll be conversations there. He's into their system now. He's 20. He went right from the OHL as a 19-year-old into the American League. There was not a single game stop at the ECHL. That is a monster jump at that position, and I think you'll probably get a good look at him in the W jersey of the Wranglers pretty quick here.
Yeah. So, and then there was one. We believe there was sure a lot connecting Dallas. We talked about it. I think you had it on with Frank the other day. We were talking about Dallas. It seemed like Dallas has been dialed in on some of whatever it was, whether it was Hanifin or Tanev for quite some time. So they get the Tanev deal done. It allows them a little bit of breathing room with cap to do something else. And then there was one. It's Noah Hanifin. So Craig Conroy, true to his word, is moving out the impending UFAs. I don't see a 11th hour contract signing with Noah Hanifin. So that's what we're left to watch here over the next 8-9 days.
Yeah. And just really quickly to wrap the Tanev thing, it is no just brush it aside thing that Craig Conroy moved a healthy Chris Tanev. This was certainly a game of chicken with the way that Chris Tanev plays, with the number of times he's gone down the tunnel, with the complete disregard for his body that he plays with, which is so admired and coveted by NHL GMs at this time of year. There's 3 games left until the trade deadline. There's Mika Kiprusoff night on Saturday, Seattle at home next Monday, and then they're off to their old Southeast Division swing, which is Tampa, Florida, Carolina. Craig Conroy played the game of chicken. He went heads up on the poker hand, and he did get to deal a healthy Chris Tanev. That in itself should allow a lot of people to have a deep exhale, because there was absolutely a chance that one of those half dozen to dozen trips down the tunnel that Chris Tanev made over the last 3 months were ones that could have been substantial injuries, including when he did miss time in the middle of that gauntlet run, Dean.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Just a game in Vegas and Colorado where he got hurt. Like this was a very, very, you know, if there was one guy you wanted to maybe move early, it was Tanev because of the risk inherited. They almost took this thing to the line. They got it done. Finally, on Tanev, this might go down as one of the best free agent signings made by the organization under Brad Treliving. And again, it's free agency, so often you don't like the back end. But Chris Tanev's availability in his 4 regular seasons with the Calgary Flames was beyond what anyone could have expected. He was hurt in a crucial series against the end of Dallas and then the entirety of the Oilers series where he played through some injuries later in that series. But his availability to the Calgary Flames was incredible. And when you say, it's free agency, the last year is probably going to hurt. He's still playing at a level where they've now turned him into potentially three assets. They know they're getting two, the second rounder and the Russian defenseman. They might have a third one if Dallas can make a deep run. And I think there'll be some Flames fans in Southern Alberta rooting for the green of Dallas in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Chris, salute to you.
You love it for Dallas and for Tanev. That's yes. A great opportunity. You want a chance to go and win. It feels like he'll be a very good fit there. And I know that this deal is only about 30-40 minutes old. And on one hand, I'm telling people, you know, take a breath, let this thing play out before you rush to judgment. But we talked about it today and we were kind of spitballing. So if you get a couple firsts, if you got a first for Tanev and a first for Hanifin.
Yep.
And then before that, a second and maybe Stankoven or Ty DeLandria or Maverick Bork. Like this is
Stankoven wasn't moving, friends.
Right. Like I'm curious where you sit. Does it feel kind of underwhelming? This can't be the return, especially knowing that there was 10-12 teams in the race to get this guy. It doesn't feel like the return that we were expecting.
I'd agree with that. I also think that if it's a second plus a prospect, a lot of people wouldn't have this prospect at the top of list of prospects that were probably available to be taken. It tells you again that Craig Conroy really likes this player.
Yeah.
Because I would have a hard time thinking there's 10, 11 teams in the mix and you know the price is a second plus at a minimum where this is, you know, by prospect rankings, the best guy they got offered to them. I don't believe in that. What I do believe is that Conroy sees something here and that this is a guy he has rated a lot higher than the public or the guys that are doing prospect rankings and system rankings. The late first always felt like a complete best case scenario. And I don't know that it occurred. The question will be when we look back at this in 5 years, is the jump up from a second to a first worth what Grushnikov's given you? And if it's a guy that maxes out at the HL level, the answer is absolutely no. If it's a guy that plays a number five defenseman and gives you physical minutes, sort of like a Nikita Zadorov light for 5-6 years down the road, absolutely the answer is yes. So we'll see what he turns into. Left shot, physical, and he skates well, apparently, which is something you always want to hear about a player in today's game.
And there you can see that is from The Athletic.
This is Scott Wheeler's prospect rankings. He's got him lower ranked 10th, but talks about the tools.
Also,
long stride, ability to defend,
yeah,
good gap control, excellent backwards skater, disruptive stick, and physically can close out players.
I'll be curious to talk to Rhett. Yeah, because Rhett is a guy who he didn't struggle. He did not play in the American Hockey League. He was a defenseman that joined the NHL immediately. But what is it when that is your skill set and your tools? Your toolbox is defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's harder than ever to defend. And when you have to rely upon that and you don't have a power, you're not a power play specialist, there's no offensive side. The only way you're getting noticed, getting drafted and getting into the NHL is on your defensive play. How long does that take? How patient do you have to be? Is he a year away? Is he 2 years away? It's until we see him, it's going to be impossible to know. But you sit today, and I'm not trying to make anybody feel better, but a second round pick. I mean, Rasmus Anderson was a second round pick. So
Oliver Shillington was a second.
If you start,
Dylan Dubé was a second round pick. Yeah,
start to use some of these unknowns in addition to some of these players. He's restocking the cupboard, and they're not all going to hit. But you got Chris Tanev for 4 years, to your point. I think that was a misnomer too, with just how injured he was in New Jersey or in Vancouver. People don't pay attention to what he did here. It's like, well, he's hurt all the time. Well, he's not hurt all the time. 1 year he played 82 games. He played 70.
The Southeast he's been over a 4 year stretch. Yeah.
He was incredibly luckily healthy for the Calgary Flames. So he was a very good signing and now it continues to go forward. It'll be a blow to the room. They love that guy. He loves those guys. That will be, you don't see him. He's not a chatterbox,
no.
But that will be a very veteran presence. I know this is a hard one for Conroy to make to the point. I know when I brought it up to you guys, like, do you think he could consider re-signing him? Because there again, maybe the offers aren't superb. There's no first rounder out there. Do you maybe just try and keep this guy? I don't know, but
well, that's interesting. I mean, he is a free agent July 1. If the market's a little soft or he gets hurt and kind of falls down, you know, I guess the rankings of who you want to sign. I mean, I think they absolutely adore what he brought to this room. He was a lead by example guy. I don't think there are many players in the entire league that offer what he offers in terms of that grit and ability to play through injury, to play with the disregard for his body that we noted. This is a very special player that was undrafted and, you know, just a guy that has turned into one of the elite defenders in the National Hockey League. It's an ingredient that Dallas misses. It allows them to push Hanley into their third pair. Harley's obviously having a great year. They've got Haskinen. They've got Ryan Suter, Esa Lindell. They needed a right shot for their top four, and they've got it. And I think the Calgary Flames, what you're going to see in the immediate future is you've had Mackenzie Weegar playing the left side as a right shot defenseman almost the entire time he's been in Calgary. I think now what you're going to see is Shillington and Hanifin on the left and separated Mackenzie Weegar and Rasmus Anderson potentially. That would allow Pahal to play the left side and maybe Dennis Gilbert. Pahal on the right and Dennis Gilbert on the left. That'd be a physical third pair. But really what we're talking about now is just waiting for the next shoe to drop, which is Noah Hanifin. Foley, they get the third rounder, which turns into Suniev, who's at UMass, plus Sharangovich. Tanev, you get a young defenseman who's 20 in the American League and a second rounder, a conditional third. Zadorov, you got a third and a fifth. Backlund, you re-sign. Lindholm's a five-piecer. Project defenseman, intriguing offensive defenseman, a conditional fourth that could go to three, a first rounder, and Kuzmenko. There's a lot lot of pieces that have been added here, and they've dealt with five of their seven free agents. I don't think there's a lot of concern about Oliver Shillington flying the coop. He's what they need, and there's a relationship that was very important between these two parties that allowed him to return to hockey. There's one left, one big piece on the chessboard, and that's Noah Hanifin.
After the Lindholm deal was done, it felt like it was one of those trades where Vancouver paid. I think that was kind of, we talked about it today. Vancouver stepped up. They knew they had to get the player that they wanted. They maybe gave a little bit more. I'm curious because I feel like there might be some hand-wringing over the next couple of days. You'll hear of teams that, man, if that's all it took to get Chris Tanev, then why weren't we in there? Already out of Edmonton. It's a second and a depth prospect to get Tanev. Why weren't we spending that? I'm curious to see what the reaction will be because I think on the Lindholm one, it was, well, Vancouver paid. So Calgary, well done. I don't know, not that it matters, but I just wonder what the Monday morning quarterback will be on this trade from other teams.
Yep. And you know what? That would sort of match, I guess, the sentiment around the Tyler Toffoli deal, which I think now is the Igor Sharangovich deal.
Yeah, it is.
Toffoli's only got a few months of a time left on that contract and theoretically could be even moved ahead of this deadline if the Devils stub their toe in the next 9 days. Again, I remember being on a rooftop in Nashville saying this deal, how you feel about it is how you feel about Igor Sharangovich. And not a lot of people knew anything about him, including us. This deal with Tanev has a lot to do with how you feel about Artem Grushnikov.
Yeah. Hard to
We're
know.
We're not the guys watching the Texas Stars on a nightly basis. It's tough to say.
I know we'll hear from Conroy at some point, if not tonight, then into tomorrow to get his kind of his scouting report on this player, but my bet is that this is a guy that he has seen, that he's been watching. Because remember, he was a prospect, kind of a scout prospect evaluator at heart, still loves going to watch the young guys play. I'm betting that this is a guy that was on his radar for a while and that this is the player that gets this thing done today. So any final thoughts?
Curious. Chris Tanev's sake and the Flames' future. Why not the Stars this year?
Or get out early and have a middle second round pick.
I think the only thing about the first round, Dino, is that your final four pick 29, 30, 31, 32, and everything after that's just regular season standings. So at that point, just go ahead.
Okay, so no more wins.
Just get to the final.
Ottinger injured. We need some. Didn't Wedgwood get hurt? It's all coming together. We don't want people to get hurt again. So the Noah Hanifin watch is officially on. We got just over a week to see what Craig Conroy and the Flames get done there. So Tanev is off to Texas. we're off to enjoy the rest of our evening. Thanks for jumping in here on a barn burner breaking news update. We'll see you, buddies.
Be a good show tomorrow. See ya.